Turn Autism Around, an action guide for parents of young children with early signs of autism by Dr. Mary Lynch Barbera. I dedicate this book to my sons, Lucas and Spencer, who taught me there is no such thing as normal. Life is not a sprint, it's a marathon on a roller coaster. And finally, there is no finish line for me as a parent. I will never stop learning how to be a better teacher, advocate, and mom. I love you both. This audiobook comes with a supplemental PDF that contains worksheets, checklists, charts, and graphs, and various other things that are included in the print version of this audiobook. Keep the PDF handy while listening, as I will be referring to it throughout the audiobook. Foreword by Dr. Temple Grandin. When I was 3 years old, my mother realized there was something wrong with me. I did not talk or behave like the little girl who lived next door. When the grown-ups around me talked fast, it sounded like gibberish. I thought adults had their own special language. I remember feeling frustrated that I couldn't communicate, so I screamed and had tantrums. Autism wasn't widely recognized in 1949 when I was two, so I was first labeled brain damaged by a neurologist who suggested my mother get a speech therapist to teach me to talk. Mother also hired a nanny to help keep me engaged all day long. She even figured out how to prevent my tantrums and learned how to teach me to wait and take turns with games. And because she didn't give up on me, I became fully verbal. I always loved art and animals, and these interests were encouraged from an early age, thanks to my mother and teachers. I went on to earn a degree in psychology and a PhD in animal science. I have been a professor of animal science at Colorado State University for many years, and through my inventions and work, have made significant improvements in the cattle industry. Because of my autism books, the conferences where I have spoken, and an Emmy Award-winning movie about my life, some people have called me the most famous autistic person in the world. Many times, parents ask me what to do when they have a 2 or 3 year old child who is not talking or who is showing other signs of autism, and it may be a year before they can get either a diagnosis or professional services. I try to give them hope, holding myself up as an example of what's possible. But most importantly, I tell them that they have to act quickly and teach their child early. I'm a big believer in lots of early intervention for little kids with delays. The therapy is usually very similar for autism, speech delay, or sensory processing disorder. The worst thing you can do is to wait and do nothing. Mary Barbera's book will show you how to start these interventions with or without an autism diagnosis. It will be really helpful to any parent with a young child who is not talking or having other developmental delays. Mary is a mom to a son with severe autism, a nurse, and a behavior analyst, so she understands how to help moms of young kids. Throughout the book, you will read about her transition from an overwhelmed parent to an autism professional. One of the strategies Mary recommends in the book is saying words slowly and in a fun and animated way. She also encourages parents and therapists to pair words with objects and pictures. The combination of slowing words down and pairing words with visuals really worked for me, and it has worked for many other children.